Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey, beautiful babes. Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about deserving food. So I'm actually going to be replaying a previous recording that I did a while ago around when you've been good around food, so you feel like you deserve a treat, or like when you've lost a bit of weight and you're going to have a cheat meal. All of these kind of little subtle self-sabotaging patterns that are associated with our relationship to food. And they're really common because the dieting mentality and the dieting industry kind of makes us feel like these types of behaviors are really normal and that it's just a normal thing to do and we don't really think much of it. But actually, the reason why we struggle so much around self-sabotage, around losing weight, and food in general, is because of our relationship to food and these behaviors that unfortunately the dieting industry and weight loss mindset can make it worse. Okay, so this is a really important episode that's going to help you if you struggle around cravings around food, you sabotage your diet, you're an emotional eater, you feel like you can't stick to anything, you're inconsistent. All of this stuff, like all of it, I put a little questionnaire up on my Instagram stories yesterday and I said, what do you struggle with around weight loss? And pretty much every single answer was tracing back to the mindset. And this is why I created this brand and all of this stuff, like the courses and podcasts, is because I need the world to see that all of your issues around weight loss are to do with your mindset. And it's so obvious to me, and I need you to see how obvious it is, which I'm sure if you're here, you know too, right? You know it's your mindset. That's why you're here, and that's why you listen to the podcast. And just so you know that, you know, you're going to overcome this, right? You're going to, because I have 100% faith that if you're persistent with something that you're going to shift, you're going to become a new person around that. And growth takes time, and growth is amazing because you're going to transform not only around your relationship with food and lose weight, but you're becoming a happier person. You're becoming a better version of yourself. Your relationships start being better. You probably even start making more money. Like everything starts working out for you when you're in alignment. And that's why it's a fantastic idea to take opportunity of my current one-on-one coaching rate and get some freaking accountability. Woman, I can help so much with all of your weight loss issues. If you want to step into a new version of yourself, seriously, by the beginning of 2019 and in the first few months of 2019, if you start working with me now, you're going to be a completely different person. You're going to be rocking a completely different body. So why don't you get started now? Finally commit to actually changing your reality around your food and weight and start manifesting the life and body that you want. this is an amazing opportunity to work with me one-on-one. We're going to transform your whole mindset around your food and your weight and just manifestation in general, right? We're going to get on top of the limiting beliefs and your ego and use psychology to shift everything in your life that is relating to your weight. And also, like I've said before, the side effects include other things. Friggin', like, you're just a happier person. You have better relationships. You start being less stressed. You might perform better at work. You might start that business you've been like holding back from, because everything is linked in together, right? Money, food, relationships, it's all fucking linked in, right? It's all got to do with facing our fears and becoming a better version of ourselves. So if you want one-on-one time with me, this is going to be a one-off opportunity, right? This is an incredible price to work with me one-on-one. The amount of shifts that I can help you with, right? So I cannot wait to help you transform. If you want to get started, go to the link in the show notes under one-on-one coaching weight loss manifestation, and there's a link in there, and fill out an application form. We'll get on a call, we'll have a chat, and then we can get started. By the way, this coaching rate, I'm not going to be offering it for much longer. So if you, there's only a couple spots left as well. So if you want to get onto that, I suggest that you do it now, because pretty much I'm probably only going to offer it for maybe another week or so, because it's not my usual coaching rate. So hit me up if you want to get started on that, because seriously, it's going to change your life. So anyway, let's get on with today's topic. The audio quality might not be the best because it's from a Facebook Live that I did. So bear with me on that one. But you'll really enjoy it. You'll really love this topic. And there's some journaling prompts in there at the end as well. So stay tuned for those, because they're really going to help you. Anyway, babes, hope you enjoy the episode. Hello to all you babes out there. I'm going to be talking about an awesome topic today that has been coming up for a few of my clients. And it's about deserving food, or feeling like you deserve to have something to eat. Particularly when we're talking about deserving food, I guess it's more like foods such as, like, for me, it'd be chocolate or something else, like insert the food that you desire that you feel like you shouldn't desire, right? Things that I see people doing that sabotages them, okay? So it's all to do with mindset, the stuff that I talk about, different mindset strategies and things that are going to help you either overcome your eating issues, lose weight, or stop yourself from fluctuating. Basically, people who are like struggling, right? Struggling with their weight, struggling around either emotional eating or they're dieting, like they can't stop thinking about food, or they sabotage themselves when they've lost weight. These kind of things I can help with, okay? So basically what I want to do is talk about a big thing that I see, a common words that I see coming out of people's mouths are the word deserve and food, like in the same sentence. And I always see this as a bit of an issue, and I'm going to explain why. So basically, it's talking about the relationship that you have with food. Whenever somebody says to me, oh, I feel like I deserve this, or I had this because I deserved it, it tells me more about their relationship to food. And for me, it sets up these alarm bells, because I automatically think that there's something going on with that woman's relationship with food, right? So why do I think this? Okay, so what even is relationship to food? Like, because relationship to food, you might be like, what the hell is relationship to food? So your relationship to something, what I'm talking about in relationship to food is what your associations with food are, and your thoughts and your feelings and beliefs around food. So why is this important? It's important because our mindset
determines our beliefs, our habits and our behaviors. So if you have an issue around food, you're struggling to lose weight, you have constant cravings, what's happening simply that's your habits, right? Your habits and your behaviors. But in order to change your habits and behaviors on like permanently, so you basically change who you are and what you do, you have to go back to your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs. So this is like just basic psychology, right? It's psychology 101, okay? So it's nothing magical about it. It's just fact, okay? So if you want to change who you are and what you do, you got to go back to your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs. So that's why when I talk about a relationship to food, it's really important because food is so much associated with our weight, right? So we want to talk about our mindset and our thoughts and feelings, beliefs around food. And when somebody says to me, I deserve to eat something, right? So I'd be like, oh, I've been a good girl today. I deserve to eat some chocolate, right? Or I've lost some weight and I deserve to eat this. This just sets up alarm bells for me because I just automatically think this person or this girl has a poor attitude and a poor relationship around food. And let me tell you why. So one thing I know for sure is if you want to have success around either your weight, you want to stop fluctuating, you want to get off this yo-yo dieting thing that you're on, like you're constantly thinking about your weight, you're constantly thinking about food, you need to change your relationship to food, right? So when I hear somebody say, I deserve this food, I deserve to have this chocolate, I deserve this, it tells me that their self-worth is based upon what they eat. So what do I mean by self-worth? I mean your confidence and your self-esteem is based on what you eat. So you either feel good about yourself when you're eating good and you'll feel bad about yourself when you're eating bad, okay? So this kind of a black and white thinking, like you're either good or you're bad, this is typical of that kind of a world of dieting, right? And sometimes we cover it up by talking about healthy eating, but realistically what's happening is the self-worth is based on, is my video still working? It's doing this clicky thing. Right. So basically the self-worth is based on what you're eating. Okay. So this isn't good because when we're talking about the word deserve, like what does the word deserve even mean? The word deserve means that we're showing qualities or doing something that is like either rewarding or punishing, right? So deserve is kind of about rewarding and punishing. And so food, when we think about food, like food is something that we use as fuel, as energy, as nutrients. And then we put that suddenly when we talk about deserving, we suddenly put it in a category of I get a reward or a punishment, right? And so this to me is not very healthy because we're talking about food suddenly now as a reward and we're talking about food as a punishment. So it's kind of like I need to punish myself because I haven't been a good girl. I need to be restrictive. I need to eat better. You know, so it's this kind of a mindset around food just isn't healthy. And then on the other hand, we're talking about deserving food. Well, okay, so I'm rewarding myself with food. So that's more coming back into like emotional eating, right? And emotional eating might be a term that some people don't quite understand or they don't identify with it. But it's kind of like back to that using food as a reward. So it's a good indicator if you say to yourself, I feel like I deserve this food. That's very typical of emotional eating to have that mindset where you're like, I deserve to have this because I've been a good girl. Okay, so I'm hoping that you're starting to see now how this doesn't sound very healthy, right? We're rewarding and we're punishing around food. When food is meant to be this thing that nourishes us, that gives us fuel, that gives us nutrients, right? So this mindset of deserve meaning rewarding or punishing, like, it's not very healthy. So typically what that mindset would be like, I've been a good girl today, or I've lost some weight, I've eaten clean all week, therefore I deserve a cheat meal, I deserve something as a treat, right? So what does this mean? What am I trying to say? Am I trying to tell you not to eat chocolate or not to have treats? Absolutely not. It's quite the opposite. I try to teach people how to have balance and have everything they want, and to learn moderation. Because the biggest problem with people who are dieting, why are they dieting? Because they feel like they're eating too much of the wrong foods, they're eating a lot, and therefore they can't manage their weight, right? So I mean, why? That's how I see, why do we even diet? You know, why do we even do this? And some people are like, well, I want to be healthy. Well, great. Well, what's stopping you from eating healthy? Like, are you having some problem with excessive cravings of these foods that you're deeming unhealthy, right? So basically what I'm trying to say around, like, I'm not trying to say don't eat these things. What I'm trying to say is, the way that I view a healthy relationship with food is that when you think about this certain food, such as chocolate, for example, so you're trying to be good and eat clean, right? You're trying to be healthy. But then when you think of chocolate, it suddenly elicits an emotion in you. So for me, it used to elicit a lot of anxiety, because suddenly when I thought about chocolate, it'd be like, oh my God, I'm having a craving. I need to get rid of this. Why am I having this? I can't have this craving right now because I'm going to sabotage everything. You know, when you think about that food and it elicits such a powerful, strong emotion, that indicates that there's something going on there that we need to deal with, that we need to fix. And so for me, a healthy relationship to food is when you think of these foods such as chocolate and it's not an emotional thing. It's just like, oh, it's just chocolate. Like, it's really not a big deal. It's just food. So that's how I think of it now. It's kind of like, well, it's just freaking chocolate and it tastes good. I love it. End of the story. Full stop. You know, there's not like, oh my God, I have to control myself around this food. I have to avoid it. You know, that kind of a mindset. I have to eat clean. I have to cut it out. It's not good for me. You know, that's kind of more becoming more obsessive, and we want to teach balance, like, because I feel like there's so much information out there that's putting fear in people and kind of saying, you need to cut this out, you need to eat healthy. And I just see that as disregarding people's psychology and human behavior and how we work, because basically what happens when you tell yourself not to have something, it just increases the allure for it. You're pretty much just giving yourself permission to feel like, I want what I can't have. Suddenly then you're like, oh my God, I can't stop thinking about this food that I'm not meant to have, you know? And it just goes completely against the psychology of human behavior, right? So yeah, basically when I think about foods such as chocolate or whatever, it's more about, think about these foods that you're trying to cut out, right? So I just use chocolate as an example, right? I'm getting thirsty. So basically with chocolate, for example, to me, when I think about chocolate, like I was saying, like, it doesn't have that whole dieting, because I call that like the dieting mindset, that whole relationship to food where you feel like you need control, you need deprivation, you need to cut out, like, that's really the dieting mindset talking there. Whereas an intuitive mindset is more like freedom and feeling like, what do I feel like eating, right? So when I think of chocolate, it's not the kind of food that's going to fill me up when I'm hungry, right? So if I'm starving and it's time for dinner, right, it's not the kind of food that's going to fill me up. So it's not like I'm going to eat it when I'm hungry. Like, I'm going to sit down and have a decent meal when I'm hungry, right? But it's something that I enjoy in small portions, because if I eat too much of it, I feel sick, right? But the problem with you, if you're currently eating a lot, so say, for example, you'll say to me, yeah, well, moderation, what does moderation mean? I can't do moderation. That's how I used to be. And it was all because of my relationship to food and the way that I view food, right? So the perception changes, the relationship to food changes. And then suddenly food such as like chocolate just isn't, it's not the same. It's not this scary thing anymore. And you begin to trust yourself around it. It's not that easy. Like, it's a process, but basically if you're the kind of person that's like, I can't do chocolate in moderation, I'm just going to eat the whole block, then it means that you're eating for the reward, right? You're eating for the reward. And it's so typical if you're that kind of person that says, I deserve this chocolate, that to me automatically says this person is thinking of food as either a punishment or a reward. And therefore, it's going to be sabotaging, because think about it, like how much our moods fluctuate. So like, especially, I mean, for women around that time of the month, but we can go crazy. Like, we can feel really stressed out. We can feel really, really tired. And then when suddenly I deserve something and it's this reward, suddenly it's something that we can't get enough of, because I mean, human behavior, like we want to feel rewarded, right? And so suddenly then food is this reward, right? So we can't control ourselves around it, because if we want to be a good girl, like I want to be a good girl and I feel like I've been a good girl. So therefore that food is associated with being worthy or being a good girl. You know what I mean? So yeah, I hope that makes sense. If you have any questions, like let me know. But yeah, that's kind of around about what I wanted to say about like the words, like deserving the chocolate. So basically it's coming from that mindset that there's good and bad foods. And this is really like a black and white thinking, which doesn't help you around like losing weight or having a healthy mindset around food. So if this is you, like if you're like, yes, Barbara, this is me, I need so much help with this, then I want you to start journaling. I love journaling. You don't always have to journal. Like, some people might feel like it's too much effort. Fine, don't journal, but just ask yourself questions and try and dig deeper, right? So ask yourself these questions, right? Do I feel as though I'm being judged for eating insert food, like chocolate or whatever? Do I feel like I'm being judged, whether it's by other people or whether I'm judging myself, right? The other question, when would I start to see myself as worthy, or what would I need to be, who, like what body, you know, whatever would I need to be to feel worthy or deserving of being able to eat this food, right? So the food that you're trying to cut out or avoid or whatever. Like, when would I actually get to that point? Because I don't know, when I was in that mindset, it seemed like I never really got there. I was like going around in circles. I never actually felt worthy of eating food, like having balance around food, right? And what does it, like, dig deeper, like what does it mean that you deserve to have chocolate, right? Or deserve to have this food. And another thing is, if you were happy, like with your body, right? If you were finally happy and free from anything and you said to yourself, yes, now I look good, now I'm happy with my body, right? Would you eat differently? Like how differently would you eat? And then a lot of the time when I ask this question to women, suddenly they're like, oh, I'd be such a clean eater and I'd have my green juices. And I just think to myself, you're still not seeing yourself as eating like with balance and eating enough, right? Because a lot of the time, some women are so, I guess, brainwashed by these kind of detox mindsets, or like, let's cut everything out, that they deprive themselves. And when we look at the amount of energy that they're consuming each day, it's like such a low amount. And it's like, no wonder you're struggling. Like, no wonder you're having these urges to eat so much food, you know, that's a high calorie dense food. Like, no wonder, you know. So there's so many different aspects that need to be looked at. So yeah, anyway, that's about it that I have for today. So if you want some more information, feel free to hit me up, like send me a personal message, or, you know, put a comment below. I have a program, so I have different options. So if this is like speaking to you and you're like, yes, oh my God, I'm like having trouble with my weight, I'm constantly struggling with cravings, I tend to go on a diet and then binge. Yeah, like you just think about food all day long and you're struggling, then definitely I can help you. Like, I have had so many clients that have success with changing their relationship with food and therefore stopping that whole binge eating cycle where they yo-yo in weight up and down. So I have a program and I'm going to put the link below, and then you get all of this content, right? So it's all the content on how to build a lifestyle around, number one, like getting over that whole dieting mindset, that crazy mindset around food, and being able to like lose weight just with scientific weight loss strategies. But more so, like being able to do it in a way that's going to work for you. I feel like I'm so sick of cookie cutter weight loss programs. It's like, it's so stupid. It's annoying because it's more about you. And it's like, you know, when somebody gives you this, I don't know, when somebody used to give me a meal plan and I'd get anxious, I'd be like, well, don't tell me what to eat, because I'm the kind of person that's like, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to eat. And so I just want to rebel instantly because I'd be like, well, I don't want to eat what this is telling me to eat, you know? So I think a lot of people can relate to that. And the other thing is when you like suddenly are having to turn everything upside down and plan your meals and go shopping and get shopping lists and start these new recipes, like it can be pretty overwhelming. And that in itself can cause people to like trigger them to need to binge because they're overwhelmed. So it's more so about changing the relationship to food, changing these triggers and associations and feelings and thoughts and beliefs around food. So anyway, so the whole program, I have the whole program that covers everything to do with that.
So I hope you enjoyed that episode around deserving food. And the program that I was talking about in that recording was the No Diet Babe Academy, which is also, the link is in the show notes if you would like to sign up for that program. That's a really great program if you're an emotional eater, yo-yo dieter, binge eater. But also just if you're a binge eater, an emotional eater, seriously, you're going to overcome this. It's such an easy thing to overcome. Like once you have the right tools and techniques and you start shifting your identity, trust me, it's the only reason why you feel like it's hard to overcome it is because you're in this different energy right now. And in order to overcome emotional eating, maybe you've tried different programs or you've tried different content, you've read different books, right? And you have some knowledge and techniques on what to do, but you're not a vibrational match to not being a binge eater and emotional eater. And that is the key difference here. You cannot fix the problem from the energy in which the problem was created. You have to shift into the solution-focused energy, and then you are a vibrational match to the solution and to becoming a person who is no longer a binge eater and an emotional eater. And this is a really important thing that I'd like you to learn how to do, because I was struggling for so many years not knowing this information about my energy and how my energy influenced my behavior and who I was at the core, right? And so this is about shattering who you think you are and stepping into the person that you actually want to be. And you get to manifest that, and not just in weight, but other areas of your life are going to shift as a result of this. You are going to become a better person in terms of reaching your goals, etc., than you were before. That's what happened to me. That's what happens to my clients. So, like, do this. You deserve this, right? Anyway, babes, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Just know that you can overcome anything, okay? You're not lacking in any way. Your ego will keep on bringing up things to say that you're lacking in certain ways and that you can't do certain things, but there are no limits, right? We can overcome anything. We can do anything. So I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Love you, babe. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.